This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. And I always get so thrilled to welcome back a dear friend to the show and a dear friend in life, Dr. Hyla Kass, someone who has known addiction, her specialty as a psychiatrist. She has been working with clients, with patients for so many years, and realized that all of us could possibly be low with our endocannabinoid system. And so she went out and started to investigate CBD and the use of it. And I always have so many questions with Dr. Kass, because one of the first things that a lot of people listening to this program wonder is, you know, Dr. Kass, I may have used this CBD. I didn't know if I was using it correctly. I didn't see any results. I'm still not sleeping. I'm still stressed. Let's get right into this. Why are some people not affected by CBD? Are they not taking it right? Share with us some of the backstory, please.
Perfect. This is so funny because I just wrote a blog on that that's on my website, CassMD.com, so you can get all the details there. But I'll tell you what it is. First of all, how good is the brand? Is it really quality product? Is the amount that it says on the bottle in it? Because a large percentage of things that you just buy wherever you buy them don't have the right amount of CBD that it says it has. So that's one thing. So it's underdose. The other thing is the person may be underdosing, because, you know, CBD is not like the usual things, you know, take one and you'll feel better, but it's very much related to the individuals. And you mentioned the endocannabinoid system. That's the system in us that CBD works on, and the endocannabinoid system is there to help us relax, to be able to eat and sleep and do all the things, reproduce, all the things that promote life. That's the endocannabinoid system, and CBD comes in and reinforces it. So if you have a low endocannabinoid system, you need more CBD than somebody who has a not so low endocannabinoid system. So that's the other thing that really doesn't go by weight or by age. It really goes by the individual. And I encourage people to titrate. That is to test. You start with maybe 5 drops, then 10 drops, then a whole dropper full, and so on until you get the result that you're looking for. And it works fairly quickly. So you can tell pretty soon what your result's going to be and then how much you're going to need.
One of the things that many people may find to be interesting about our conversation today, Dr. Hyla Kass, is that you're known as the drug-free psychiatrist for helping individuals overcome anxiety, depression, and more, using specific supplements and using CBD. And a lot of people are saying, how can she possibly be a psychiatrist and not give patients Prozac, Zoloft?
Right. Right, fire me. The truth is that these drugs are really just kind of Band-Aid solutions. They're Band-Aids with side effects. So the real truth is that if you work with the body's chemistry, we have the best pharmacy built in to our system. We make all our own neurotransmitters from the raw materials. The neurotransmitters are the chemical messengers that make us happy, make us have feelings. And when we don't have the right, we have low neurotransmitters, we're not feeling very well. So rather than giving a medication, which is just going to dull your senses, and then you don't feel anything, happiness or sadness or any, you know, you're just kind of blah. You know that, you know, you've heard people say they have like chemical brain from being on medications or worse. They feel like zombies. Now some people, and I have to say for some people, they have a positive effect. They like them. That's fine. And if someone wants to go off their meds and switch to something natural, they have to do it gradually.
Absolutely. Especially if they're on the bennies.
Because it changes your brain. It causes brain changes.
Yeah. You know, we talk a lot on this program about the power of this plant. What made you the believer?
Oh, that's so funny. When I first heard about CBD, I thought, oh, it's an excuse to get high, because I knew it was related to the cannabis plant. It comes from the same cannabis plant that marijuana comes from, except it's the hemp division of the plant, okay? So the hemp division is raised to be tall and stocky, usually made for rope and cloth, whereas the marijuana plant is bushy and has flowers that yield THC. So that's the sort of long answer about THC versus CBD. But then I read a book. A friend of mine had written a book on CBD and asked me to review it for them, and I sort of reluctantly did. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I tried it myself. I began to use it with my patients, and it was amazing because I've been using natural supplements forever, you know, for over 30 years in my practice. And along comes CBD and accelerates everything. So CBD actually influences our neurotransmitters, our brain chemicals, which is what I've been doing all along, but it makes it go faster. It's a great balancer and has so many uses for sleep, for anxiety, depression, pain, PMS, menopausal symptoms, blood pressure, all of these things. And I can't make these claims, by the way, on my website because, you know, we can't make disease claims. So I have to be careful, but I can tell you this. So, and then people began reporting to me. I had one woman who had so much trouble sleeping, and she was trying all the usual natural products that weren't working. So I suggested that she take some CBD. And lo and behold, she reported back to me that she was able to fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. So I was really so glad to be able to help her that way. And in fact, for sleep, what I recommend that people take the tincture, which is an oil in droppers that they hold under the tongue, and the capsule at the same time, because the capsule will have a delayed onset and will last longer during the night, whereas the tincture, the oil, works right away. So you have a 1-2 punch and a really good night's sleep and wake up refreshed.
I love that story, and I think people need to hear stories like that. People need to hear that there is hope for them, and that maybe they're not taking the right kind of product, or maybe they're not taking enough of it, or maybe they're not drinking enough water during the day, or maybe it could be 101 different reasons. But, you know, we tend to put a lot of we put a lot of faith into one thing, and, you know, we don't realize our bodies need time to respond. And if you've been abusing your body with food or with alcohol, don't expect CBD to be the answer for you, because that's just not going to happen.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. Now that you mention alcohol, we have this very good research showing that CBD actually cuts the cravings for alcohol. You know, when we have a craving, whether for sugar, alcohol, cocaine, whatever it is, it's really a sign. You know, our body is giving us signs when we have symptoms. So the symptom is you're low in that particular amino acid. You're low in those neurotransmitters. So that's what we can do, is replace it. So if somebody is, for example, craving stimulants, what they're low in is dopamine, so we give them tyrosine. If somebody's low in serotonin, you know, they feel depressed, they can't sleep, their appetite is all over the place, they're eating too much. So when you give them a precursor in the form of 5-HTP or tryptophan, that works. That makes them, it replaces it and it stops the symptoms. By the same token, with CBD comes along and makes all of those work better. So sometimes you can even skip the others and just start with CBD, and it will work on the serotonin. It'll work on the dopamine.
Okay, we have to get ready for a break, but you have created your own line because you were so dissatisfied with all the products out there. So how can people find the good stuff, and where do they go?
They go to drcass.com, drcass.com, and they can order. There comes in many shapes and sizes and formats.
And we'll be right back with this extraordinary psychiatrist, motivational speaker, author, you name it, she's it. Dr. Hyla Cass is our guest. Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. We'll be right back.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. Dr. Hyla Kass is with us. She is an expert in the field of integrative medicine and psychiatry, and she's known as the drug-free psychiatrist. And she has been creating her own line of CBD products because she was so disillusioned by what's out there and trying to get patients to understand. So she just created her own, which is so fabulous. Dr. Kass, welcome back. But before we go any further, we had talked about the benzos for just a moment. Is there a counter reaction if people are on other medications and medications and taking CBD?
Yeah, that's a very good question because you want to be careful. You know, you want to know, are they acting together? Are they opposing each other? And we do have some resources that you can look up online, you know, look up interactions between CBD and medications, and you'll get your answer. You know, the same as you can't have grapefruit with certain medications. Or if you do have grapefruit, then you have to increase the medication. So CBD does interact. I use it with medication all the time with my patients because I use it to help people get off of certain products. For example, you mentioned benzos, but I also wanted to finish my thought about alcohol because it's the same thing. You crave what is missing. So if you're missing certain neurotransmitters in your brain, you're going to crave alcohol because that's going to give you an artificial boost. However, if you give CBD, it's going to boost the neurotransmitters, and so you're going to cut the craving, and you're not going to be jonesing for alcohol. It's quite amazing. I've seen this happen over and over again. You don't have to white-knuckle it. You know, you have to make a decision not to drink, but your body's going to help you a whole lot when it has the reinforcements in the form of CBD. Or with benzos. So if you take benzos, and I do this all the time. It's really a scourge. You know, people are prescribed them like candy. So, you know, Xanax, Klonopin, Valium. So when someone is on those, you need to dose the CBD 6 hours apart so that they're not going to interact with each other. And that will prevent you from getting too strong a reaction because they both act on the GABA receptor, which is the calming receptor. So it's nice. So you have, you take, let's say you're taking your Xanax, and then 6 hours later, actually probably 5 hours is even okay, then it's not going to interact. So you take the CBD, and that's going to replace another dose of Xanax. So you're gradually reducing the Xanax while you're increasing the CBD, and the whole withdrawal process is so much easier. And they've done research on this with alcoholism,
this is, yeah,
heroin.
Yeah.
You know, they had mice that they addicted the mice to heroin and then gave them CBD and they stopped. You know, they had the heroin available. I don't think they were self-injecting actually. But anyway, they had the heroin available and they just rejected it. They just stopped being addicts. And we
That's amazing.
Human beings.
So I just want to make a point. I just want to make a point though that if you are, if you're on any medication whatsoever, and benzos especially, you should never self get off them quickly. As a psychiatrist, explain to us the process that you must go through.
You need to do it gradually. and under medical supervision. If you're on a medication, you have a doctor who's prescribing it, who should be able to help you withdraw from it. However, that's in the ideal world, which we don't have, because so many doctors will prescribe medication and don't really know how to get people off of them. I'll tell you the way I do it, and that's one of my claims to fame, is helping people gradually wean off of these meds. And it's a bit of an art and a bit of a science. It's done gradually. You change your dose every week to 10 days. So you lower it by a certain amount, and at the same time, you're giving CBD, not at the same moment, but the same day at a different time, 6 hours apart. And the whole process is so much easier. This goes for medications. It goes for addictions, like, as I mentioned, alcohol, heroin, whatever it is, meth, whatever you're addicted to, it will actually help cut the cravings.
This is so important for people to hear, this conversation, because we are very much, and I personally feel we are addicted to, we have soft addictions. I feel food, shopping, we have hard addictions, alcohol, drugs, gambling, phone addictions. And so people need to hear that there are some solutions out there instead of getting back on more medication.
That's exactly right. We have great natural solutions. Don't be afraid of it. People are a little afraid of CBD. It's funny, if people have not, for example, had experience with marijuana, they are a little nervous about CBD. They think maybe it's going to get them high. It doesn't get you high at all. THC is what gets you high. So it's always like the first dose that's a little like, I'm not so sure. But once somebody starts taking it, it's like, whoa, I love it, because it works with our own inner, what are called endocannabinoids. And two of them that we know about are anandamide, which means bliss in Sanskrit, so it's aptly named, and 2-AG is another one. And these we make our own. We make our own feel-good chemicals. And when we're low in them, we're not feeling so good. When we add the CBD, when we take CBD, we boost our endocannabinoid system. We boost the anandamide and the 2-AG, and we start feeling so much better. And it's okay to feel good, you know? Like, we don't have
to
power through things and white knuckle through. We don't have to do that. We have to listen to the message from the body. The craving is a message from the body of deficiency. So if you're deficient in neurotransmitters, you take CBD, and that boosts them and cuts the cravings, and you're off and running.
I love this. And you've written so many books about being vibrant and healthy. So much. Your website and how people can get the great products that you've curated for us.
Right. To get the products, it's drcass.com, drcass.com. If you want to get my blogs and some descriptions of general things that I do in psychiatry, it's cassmd.com, cassmd.com. And if you go to one, it'll lead you to the other, but these are just two different approaches to get to me.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, as always. Such a pleasure, Dr. Hyla Kass. We'll take a quick break and be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A2Z and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and welcome back. I'm Frankie Boyer. And today we're talking to a very interesting story. It's called The Source.
And it's new to Massachusetts. It's actually their first location on the East Coast. But they have been in existence in Nevada. It's an interesting story. And joining us today is someone who can really explain to us why all of the changes and what's really happening, because we've heard that dispensaries are not doing as well as we had initially thought they were. And joining us today is someone, is Brett from The Source. And Brett, let me ask you, what is going on with the industry right now? And tell us a little bit about the story of The Source.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Let's start with the story of The Source. So we came in Massachusetts in 2016 when it was medical, with hopes of it going adult use in the future. We got a medical priority license, which allows us, when it would go adult use, to jump in front of the line of anyone that wasn't priority. So we built out the medical license, got that all approved. We found some land in town for a cultivation and a lab that got approved. And then we found a dispensary location also in town in Northampton, and we got that approved. And then eventually adult use license came on. Pandemic hit. We switched over everything to adult use. We still have our medical license, but we just focused on opening our first adult use store in Northampton. So then we got open. We started in 2016. We went up and down with a bunch of different partners. And then we eventually end up as The Source, as you guys know. And then we opened in March of this year. So we're relatively new in Northampton. But as I mentioned before, we were a medical priority license here. So we were the second license in Northampton, behind Netta, as everybody is familiar with. They were the first adult use sale on the East Coast. But then by the time we opened, because of pandemic and a bunch of other stuff, there's now 12 adult use retailers in Northampton. So for a small town like this,
I was just going to say, how did you go from?
Everybody's starting to struggle now.
I was going to ask you, where are you in the industry today? Because and what's happening with the Nevada location? Are they struggling
Nevada,
as well?
I'm not involved as much in their day to day. I know we just opened a brand new dispensary up in Pahrump, where we have one of our cultivations. And then we have three dispensaries in the greater Las Vegas area. And then we have another one up in Reno as well. But Nevada, every time I'm out there, it's a whole different world. I mean, our flagship dispensary is right downtown in Henderson, so they're constantly busy. I think it would be equivalent of being open in, like, the Boston market.
Yeah. Why did you guys pick Northampton?
Well,
explain...
Okay.
Just explain to everybody, Northampton is the middle of the state. Those of us in Boston call it Western Mass. It's very funky. It's very, it's almost as though if you went to the hippie era way back when, it still kind of exists there.
Yep.
Is that fair to say?
It is 100% fair, and we're here on purpose. I had a cultivation out in Pueblo, Colorado, previous to coming out to Massachusetts. And I chose Pueblo, Colorado when I was getting a license out there because they were the most friendly county to help you through. They wanted the tax dollars and the revenue more than anybody, so they helped you through the process. So I'm one of the original license holders here. So my partner and I, when we started looking in Massachusetts, I said, let's find the friendliest area cannabis-wise, and it was Northampton. They've been having legislation on decriminalizing cannabis and other stuff like that, I believe, since the 70s here. So it was a no-brainer. But then on the other side of the coin, it kind of came established in the back that they didn't put a cap on license. And I believe there's 14 host-community agreements for retailers in town, which for a town this size, I think, is just – it's too much right now.
Way too much. Yeah. Brett.
It's like a micro. Northampton's almost like a microclimate now.
Yeah, I bet. When you first got into this industry, because you've been a part of the team for a while, for several years now, and you've been in the industry almost a decade, what was it about this industry
I grew up, working my first job when I was 14. I worked at a nursery. I landscaped my whole life. And then I went to law school. Hated it, finished law school, took the bar exam. My brother had Crohn's disease his whole life, so he always struggled with stomach pains, and cannabis was the only thing that ever helped him. He stopped taking all his medicines, and he just switched completely over to cannabis, and he lived out in Colorado for years. So when I finished law school and didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, he called me and said, "You want to try to get a grow out here?" So I packed up and moved out to Colorado and have been at it ever since. It's just a
That's
fun.
Such a great...
It's just very fast paced. It's just a great industry. It keeps you on your toes. Stuff changes all the time.
And how's your brother's Crohn's disease today, years later?
It's better now. I mean, he had a really bad flare up where his intestines burst on an airplane, actually. And he was like in comas, induced comas for a couple months at a time, but he's recovering. He actually just set up another grow out in Colorado. Within the last half of the year, and I think he just took his first harvest down. So he's definitely wow. healthy again.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you served as a leader in the cannabis industry by finding the first wholesale cannabis cultivation center, Colorado Leaf. Mm-hmm. You've been designing, you know, turnkey cannabis greenhouse models all over the world. I have three or four questions for you. Where are we when it comes to the educational / piece of the story? Are we getting the job done? Are we doing a better job educating people about the plant, in your opinion?
I mean, yes and no. When I'm out west, it's obviously a much more mature market. Everybody, you know, Colorado, California, they all understand it's not, you know, a THC or tech driven. You know, you can get better effects from different terpenes, figure out the terpenes you like, figure out the method of consumption. My experience on the East Coast, I worked in Pennsylvania for a little, helping set up some facilities there when it was medical, and I've been involved in mass since it started up here. It's still to this day a 100% tack-driven market. So you can have 34% flower that won't get you high, but it'll sell all day. And you could have a 16% flower with, like, you know, a 2 or 3% terpene profile that would definitely do the trick, but it won't sell because people just see that 16% and they don't buy it. But, I mean, we're pushing education. A lot of people out here are pushing education. So we're trying to get it there, and it's slowly coming there. I always use concentrates as a metric. So once people start getting more into concentrates, in my mind, that means they're better understanding what they're looking for in plants, or in their products, I should say. And in Massachusetts, I just don't think the concentrate market is here yet. I still think there's a little while to go before the consumer becomes fully educated on what they're buying and what they're looking for.
I probably agree with you, which leads me to my next question. Where are we when it comes to legalizing, in your opinion? It feels like we're so light years away.
Federally, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I try to follow that. I don't know. There's just so many opinions on it, and everything being so political anymore, all the moves, I don't know strategy-wise what. I know we're close. I can tell we're close. I mean, I don't remember off the top of my head how many states now have some form of medical adult use program, but it's definitely over half. And all the polls you see of American citizens, people want it legalized. So I think it's within the next 5 years would be my hope.
I would hope so, too. I would think so. The other questions, and I have a few more questions for you, Brett, but one of the things that most people are not aware of is, like your brother with Crohn's disease, that this plant has the ability to do a lot.
Yeah.
But you need to be educated and you need to be guided by the right people to help you find what the answers are.
100%.
And so, yeah, so when we come back, let's talk a little bit about that. We're talking today to the source, which is Brett Sproul, director of The Source Massachusetts, is our guest today. And, Brett, what's the best website?
Best website to check out of all of our awesome deals is thesourcemass.com. M-A-S-S.
And we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Brett Sproul is with us, and Brett Sproul is with The Source, which is in the western part of our state in Massachusetts, Northampton. And so, Brett, we are at a crossroads in my own neighborhood, and I want you to talk honestly and openly about it, about this, because there is a section of our small community, Little Italy, where a dispensary is planned to open up. It's on the corner where the school bus is. The school lets the kids out. Next door to an immigration lawyer's office and across the street from the Coast Guard. And it is just a strange place to open a dispensary. It was once a convenience store. And now it's been vacant for years, and so it's now being licensed, and somebody who was also an ex-con that was, I don't know what happened, but so however it got passed, and because the building, they can lease the land without it being public for the community to vote on it. And the mayor already signed off on it, so it looks like it's probably going to happen, but everyone here is up in arms. Your thoughts about this, because it's right where the school bus leaves the kids off,
mm-hmm.
right yeah. there.
I
How
get
do you
it.
Deal
yeah.
with that?
I mean, I have three daughters, so I get that side. I'm also a big advocate of destigmatizing it. I mean, I'm sure they sell liquor around that area as well. Cannabis store, we're just so highly regulated and so secure in the facilities that since I've been in this industry, I've never really heard of a kid getting cannabis from a dispensary or any concerns with that. And on the business side of it, finding a retail location that gets approved is very difficult, which could be why they're there. It could have been their only choice in that area. If they had other choices where they weren't going to upset the community, obviously I would have recommend that, but it's, you got to look at both sides of the coins. I mean, it needs to be destigmatized. It needs to be treated more like alcohol, which you can get literally everywhere. It's in grocery stores here. But if there was a better location in town where, cause you're part of the community, you want everybody to be happy, want everybody to like you. You don't want to come in and start upsetting people right off the
That's
bat.
That's the point. Yeah. Yeah. That hostile, it's kind of like a hostile opening is what it is. In this neighborhood, it is.
Yeah.
You have a very ethnic neighborhood, mostly Italians, still a lot of Italians, not like it used to be, but still a tremendous amount of business owners and immigrants.
The area, I mean, that's just whoever's business is that's their choice. In Northampton, Neil Fallon and Bill Fallon are my business partners originally. We were in town every week introducing ourselves, walking door to door, when we had to hold our public meetings and stuff, introducing ourselves to everybody. Any issue anybody had, because we got a large cultivation site approved years ago, for up to 300,000 square foot building. Any issue anyone had, we came back and we held another meeting 2 weeks later and we answered their questions. Until we held meetings that no one showed up to because all their questions were answered. So there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. If you're just going to say we're opening up, not warn anybody, you're going to upset people. So I think there is definitely a better way they could have went about it.
I absolutely agree. How are we, what's the scorecard? We just did a segment with somebody, I can't remember who it was, but we were talking about how sad it is that so many people are still in jail to this day from former offenses. Tell us about your initiatives.
We're big advocates of. We're actually holding our first free expungement and sealing clinic on October 2nd from 12 to 4 at our store here in Northampton. So anybody with a marijuana criminal conviction in the state of Massachusetts, I believe there is technical details. I think it's 2 ounces and less, and it has to be a state crime, not a federal charge. We will have lawyers here. We're working with Minorities for Medical Marijuana and their Project Clean Slate. So we'll be holding our first expungement clinic. But, yeah, I mean, even on the news, seeing the Free Brittany Garner stuff, like, we have a bunch of people in our own prisons in the United States that have longer sentences
for
the same thing. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And those numbers are pretty high because they didn't have the right lawyers, they didn't have the money, because the system is so messed up right now.
Yep. Yeah, and it's confusing. Like you said, if you don't have the money to get a lawyer, coming from my legal background, I mean, it's confusing on purpose. It's set up that way. So, yeah, stuff needs to change here immediately, in my opinion. Especially, like, I split time between Pennsylvania and Massachusetts, and I think in Pennsylvania they just pushed to either pull everybody out or clear these records with certain medical or marijuana charges. I don't know the exact details of it. I saw it on the news the other night.
I think it's really great that you're doing this. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful, and good for you. Good for you. So you started out as one of the first medical dispensaries to open in Nevada in 2015, and now here you are in the middle part of our state. What's the future? Where do you see the source going?
We're definitely looking at other locations in Massachusetts. We're allowed to have 3 adult use retail locations. Obviously, we're looking in the greater Boston area if we do expand. We do have, as I mentioned earlier, medical license, which in Massachusetts is vertically integrated, so we can build a cultivation and a processing lab, and we can convert our dispensaries to co-located adult use medical, which we're contemplating doing because Northampton, although they have 12 dispensaries, they only have 2 medical options. So that's something we're thinking as well. And then we do have, as I mentioned, we have land here in Northampton, in Florence, the town's called. We have 50 acres that we have approved.
Nice.
From the city for, we're a tier 7, which is up to 60,000 square foot cultivation.
Well, we are so thrilled that you stopped by. Give us the best website, and thanks for being with us on Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey, Brett.
Thank you for having us. And the website is thesourcemass.com. We appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Maybe ever so near. And if you smile through your tears and sorrow, smile. Tomorrow, you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.